All right. Welcome, everyone, to Ask the Pastor. I'm your host, Blake Gideon, senior pastor of the First Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. I do have a new podcast guest with me today I'd like to introduce to you. Come here, Sophie. Come here. Come here, girl. Okay, everybody, this is Sophie. All right. I just adopted her this weekend, and she is a sweetheart, and we're getting to know each other. But she's going to be hanging out with me quite a bit. But anyway, Sophie. She's 11 months old. I don't know what she is. She looks like she has a little bit of pit bull in her and maybe some boxer. But she is precious, as you can tell. All right, Sophie, get back down. All right, I have two questions for today that we are going to answer on today's podcast. Two questions. And so my first question, the person asked this. Do you recommend any podcast that speaks biblical truth? I'll be honest with you. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but here are a few that I do listen to. The Dividing Line by James White is excellent. I'll say that again. The Dividing Line by James White. And then also Renewing Your Mind by R.C. Sproul. Now, Dr. Sproul has gone on to be with the Lord. He's not alive, but his podcast is still running. It's still available, and it's still good. And that is Renewing Your Mind by R.C. Sproul. There's also the Liberator podcast, which is produced and published by Free the States. Also, John MacArthur has his Grace to You podcast. Alistair Begg has his Truth for Life podcast. And so these are all excellent podcasts that I actually have on my podcast app on my phone. Also, I have a podcast besides this one called Engaging the Mind. And so if you haven't subscribed to Engaging the Mind, there's a lot of episodes that are still there and available on Engaging the Mind. So you might check that out as well. All right, so thank you for your question. My second question today, the person asked, I do not understand why Esau was hated by God. I know Esau did a foolish thing, but did God simply hate his works? All right. Also, you mentioned John Knox about a quote he made. I'm a direct descendant to him, and could you repeat the quote to me? Well, first of all, that's awesome. I'd love to be a descendant of Knox as well, but of course I'm not. I'll get to that quote here in a moment, but let me answer your first question. Of course, you're quoting from Romans chapter 9, where God says, Jacob I love, but Esau I hated. And of course, that is a debated, passage when it comes to interpretation. You can pull three different commentaries, and you might have three different interpretations, but I'm going to give you what I believe the passage is teaching. I believe the passage is talking about God's sovereign election. Okay, it mentions that throughout Romans 9. As a matter of fact, I'll pull that up on my, or open it up in my Bible, and let's just look at it in context. Romans 9, the scripture says this, and not only so, but also when Rebekah had conceived and children by one man, our father Isaac, though they were not yet born and had not done anything good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue. So that addresses one of your questions. You said, I don't understand why God hated Esau. Was it actually his works that he hated? Well, no, because it says here, that it wasn't, God didn't hate him because of works. Look at what he says. Though they were not yet born and had done nothing good or bad. So God's hatred of Esau had nothing to do with his works. God said they were not born and had not done anything good or bad. I know what you may be thinking. You may be thinking, well, God looked into the future and he saw that Esau would do bad. And so God hated him for it. No, that's not the context. Paul is telling us that God's hatred of Esau had nothing to do with Esau's works. That's right there in the Bible. It's clear. But then it tells us why God did hate Esau. In order, and now I'm reading the scripture, in order that God's purpose of election might continue. not because of works, but because of him who calls, she was told, the older will serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. So the reason God loved Esau or Jacob and hated Esau was because of God's predestination, God's election. I mean, that's the simple answer. That's the biblical answer. It wasn't because of Esau's works or because of Jacob's works. The Bible actually says it's not because of works. You see that in Romans 9, verse 11 and 12. Not because of works, but because of God's election. The bottom line is Jacob was God's elect and Esau was not. Therefore, God loved Jacob and hated Esau. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to do further study on this topic, I mentioned James White's podcast a few moments ago called The Dividing Line. He's written a book called The Potter's Freedom, and he actually deals with Romans 9 in this book, okay? So The Potter's Freedom by James White, and then also a great book by John Piper. It's called The Justification of God. I'll be honest with you, these are not light reads. These are deep, heavy reads, okay? So you must be prepared for that. But this is The Justification of God by John Piper. And the whole book, all 220 pages, is on Romans 9, verses 1 through 23. Okay? And you're going to find that both of these men, they share the different arguments that are out there, but they both come to the conclusion that this passage is talking about God's election. God individually elected Jacob over Esau. And it wasn't because of their works. It was simply so that God's sovereign election would stand. And God's the potter, and we're the clay. And God wants to make some clay for honorable use and other for dishonorable use. That's his choice. And who are we to question why God does what he does? You know, that's all said there in Romans chapter 9. As far as the John Knox quote that you were asking about, here it is. John Knox said, over the years, I have been convinced that the more important question is not who believes in God, but in whom does God believe? Rather than claim God for our side, it is better to wonder whether we are on God's side. Now, that was written by John Knox in Letters to a Young Doubter, published by Westminster. Okay, so thank you for your questions today. Keep sending them in. God bless everyone. Until we meet again, serve the King.